You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Inside Out. Thank you for coming back, and if you're a first time, I welcome you. We are in the middle of a number of episodes about the Holy Spirit, and this kind of all came out of a series I was doing at our church, Meadowbrook Church, called Holy Help. And it's just really something, kind of fresh, refreshed in my life, just regarding my need for the Holy Spirit and His role in our lives, the incredible gift that the Holy Spirit is to us. And so I want us to actually just take our time for a number of episodes and just look at this precious, powerful person, the Holy Spirit that God has blessed us with in our lives, that He's not just a religious figure off somewhere or someone we've read about, but that He's present and active in our lives. I think the goal really is a close, intimate, conversational relationship with the Holy Spirit. I don't want to be disrespectful at all, but to really get to a place where we're considering the Holy Spirit as our best friend, that, if He's not going, I'm not going. If He wants to do this, I want to do this. If He doesn't want to do it, I don't want to do it. And that we just walk and talk and live with the Holy Spirit. That is the secret, if I can use the word secret, that's the secret to overcoming in this life. And we're so aware of this, that you and I, we cannot overcome the world, the flesh, our flesh or the devil without the help of the Holy Spirit. And if we're going to win in life, if we're going to have all that He brings to our lives, the peace, the joy, the wisdom, the favor, the guidance, the discernment, the help, the comfort that the Holy Spirit brings, we need to walk and talk and live in that close, intimate friendship with the Holy Spirit. Now, if we look at Scripture and divide it out properly, we see the Holy Spirit doing some big and dramatic things. But we also, if we look at the bulk of it, we're going to see that the primary ministry of the Holy Spirit is up close and personal and inward and constant in the life of a believer. So again, it's up close, it's personal, it's inward, it's constantly available. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says, "As His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness." Now it says His divine power. This is reference to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is the agent of presence. He's the agent of power. He's the agent of action of the Godhead. And so in John chapter 14, Jesus introduces and presents some of the roles of the Holy Spirit. Let me read in John 14, 26. This is in the Amplified Bible. It says, "But the Comforter, Counselor, Helper, Intercessor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf." So all of these names or attributes point to that personal, up-close, inward help. And just consider a partial list here. He comforts, He guides, He convicts, He reminds, He leads, He quickens, He helps, He teaches, He directs, He helps us in prayer, He bears witness with us that we are in fact the children of God, He reveals God's truths to us, He fills us, He strengthens us, on and on and on. But what I want to do today, and I won't go ultra deep into this, but I think we need to see the overview of this, and perhaps in future episodes we'll break this down a little bit further. But I want us to look at the full work of the Holy Spirit, the full work of the Holy Spirit. And I see four different sequentially linked levels of the full work of the Holy Spirit. And let me just give them to you, and then I'm going to touch on them briefly. First of all, to be Spirit-born. Secondly, Spirit-filled. Thirdly, Spirit-led. And number four, Spirit-formed. So in John chapter 3, Jesus says, and let me read these verses here. There was a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader who was a Pharisee. After dark one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. "Rabbi," he said, "we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evident that God is with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again," in the Greek it actually means from above, "you cannot see the kingdom of God." "What do you mean?" exclaimed Nicodemus. "How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can produce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going, so you can't explain how people are," here it is, "born of the Spirit." So the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. And this is more than just turning over a new leaf or some New Year's resolution. This is being saved. This is being regenerated. Titus 3:5 in the New Living Translation says, "He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins," watch this, "giving us a new birth and new life." Giving us a new birth and a new life. So when we receive salvation, the Holy Spirit regenerated our spirit, our human spirit, where we are born again, and as I said, giving us new birth and new life, and that is through the Spirit. So the first phase, the first level of the full work of the Holy Spirit is being Spirit-born. This is absolutely vital. This is the prerequisite for the other internal work of the Holy Spirit, because this has to do with heaven. And now that one is Spirit-born, you're on your way to heaven. The others have much to do with just here on earth. So this one is absolutely vital, that you are born again, that you're Spirit-born. And now that you're Spirit-born, you become a temple of the Holy Spirit, a temple, a place, a sacred holy place for the Holy Spirit to live in and to dwell. And we see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And Paul then commands us in his writings in strong language that you are to be filled and stay filled with the Holy Spirit. So first of all, Jesus said you must be born again. The Apostle Paul then follows up, says, and after that you must be filled with the Spirit. So Spirit-born, Spirit-filled. And Ephesians 5:18 is a direct reference to that, of being filled. Because of all that the Holy Spirit brings to your daily life, then be daily filled. It's something that you want, something that you invite, that you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you. It's vital, and it is commanded. But it's not the pinnacle. There are some in their religious or faith traditions that make this the pinnacle, and I would respectfully take exception with that, because Paul goes on, and throughout 1 Corinthians, he is confronting believers, okay? So believers, what does that mean? They're Spirit-born, about their carnality, about being impatient and prideful and immoral and prone to strife. They're living out of balance. They're compromised. And yet he still addresses them as brethren or brothers and sisters because they're Christians. They're Spirit-born. And he instructs them then that their Spirit-filled services and practices, he brings some correction about that. And they're Spirit-born and they're Spirit-filled, but they were making a mess with their lives and with their services that as they gathered together. So Paul comes back and he says, all right, you might be Spirit-born and Spirit-filled, but what you really need is to be Spirit-led. And if you're Spirit-born and Spirit-filled and you're not being Spirit-led, you're never going to realize or access all of the holy help that the Holy Spirit makes available to you. You know, if you are not Spirit-led, and I can say this for myself, and I'm guaranteeing it for you too, that it's the times that we're not being Spirit-led, you're going to be led by something. And it could be your emotions or peer pressure or temptation or whatever it would be. But if you're not Spirit-led, you will be led by a host of other things that are going to impact your decisions, impact your perspective, your behaviors, your directions, clarity in life. So this is absolutely so crucial. This is where we miss it so often, and it's not being led by the Spirit, being Spirit-led. In Romans chapter 8, Paul writes verse 12 through 14, "Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die." That's separating yourself out from the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. "But if you, through the power of the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God." So this is what I want to say to you. My biggest point on this episode today, make being Spirit-led your absolute constant priority. I want to say it again. Make being Spirit-led your absolute constant priority. This is the game changer. This is what has to happen. This is that conversational relationship with the Holy Spirit. This is walking and living in the Spirit. This is being responsive to and controlled and guided by the Holy Spirit. And trust Him, because He has all knowledge. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the only wise God. He has the best vantage point to lead you, to guide you. And so don't miss being led by the Spirit, or you're going to end up off track. So we're Spirit born, we're alive in God, we're heaven bound, we're Spirit filled, and I encourage that to be daily and as needed. And then we're to be Spirit led, ensuring that holy help for your daily life. And then that puts you on the path to the ultimate goal, which is to be Spirit formed. And this is the process. This is really what we call sanctification. Paul writes in Galatians, "My little children, for whom I labor and birth again until Christ is formed in you," which is the sanctification work of the Spirit. In the New Living Translation, it says, "until Christ is fully developed in your lives." The Message paraphrase says, "until Christ's life becomes visible in your lives." And so now this has to do with the fruit of the Spirit. The presence, the personality, the attributes of the Holy Spirit becoming visible and evident in your life. It's His character. It's His qualities. Like I said, it's His personality. And the Amplified Bible, regarding the fruit of the Spirit, it says it's the work which His presence within accomplishes. So His presence within you causes fruit to come out. So friends, listen, we must be Spirit-born. That is a must. Spirit-filled, that is a command. Spirit-led, absolutely vital. And Spirit-formed, that's the process and that's the goal. That is, in brief, the full work of the Holy Spirit. So much, so many different aspects of that. But those are the headlines. Those are the big rocks, so to speak. So if you're not Spirit-born, get Spirit-born. Accept Jesus into your life. If you're living your life without being Spirit-filled, ask Him daily and as needed, "Fill me, Holy Spirit. I need your presence, your help, your wisdom, your power." And then be Spirit-led. Get in that conversational, daily, up-close, my best friend, Holy Spirit relationship, so He can lead you and guide you through all the traps and tricks of this world. And then the process of that is you're walking and living with Him, Jesus' life. Jesus Himself is going to become more and more visible in your life, Spirit formed. This is a beautiful work of the Holy Spirit. God, thank You for this, and work this in every one of us. Help every one of us today to be more and more led by Your Spirit. It makes all the difference all the time. Thank You in Jesus' name. Well, I hope this has helped you. I hope this has informed you. I hope this has inspired you and encouraged you to walk with the Holy Spirit today. We're going to continue on the whole topic of Holy Help and the Holy Spirit in our next episode. I sure hope you'll join me. You may want to go back and listen to today's again, just about 14 minutes or so. It took a little bit longer, but I didn't want to break this up today. Hey, I hope you have a great week. God bless you, and we'll see you the next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.